Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The coroner's office has confirmed that a Fortuna woman drowned in the Eel River on Saturday afternoon. The victim, 43-year-old Fortuna resident and Scotia native Darcia Craddock, was found near the McCann Bridge, and paramedics were called to the scene. They failed to resuscitate Craddock, who was pronounced dead on Saturday night. On Friday, the sheriff's office was contacted by the father of a missing juvenile, 15-year-old Michelle Hibberts Goodwin from Eureka. Hibberts Goodwin was last seen in the area of Eureka High School at approximately 2:30 p.m. and was supposed to take the bus home, but she never showed up. Hibberts Goodwin is a white female, 5'2", 125 pounds, with blue eyes and blonde black hair. She goes by the nickname Elle and was last seen wearing jeans with sparkles and a black top. Anyone with information regarding Hibberts Goodwin is asked to contact the sheriff's office. On Sunday, the sheriff's office was contacted by an employee of the McKinleyville Community Services District regarding a vandalism and theft. An unknown suspect used bolt cutters to cut and remove the gate to the services district building located at the end of Letts Lane. The suspect then cut the diesel tank intake fuel line, attached a garden hose, and removed approximately 150 gallons of red dye diesel. The district had installed a camera due to a similar incident back in December, but the thieves stole the camera as well. Anyone with information about the theft is encouraged to contact the sheriff's office. Assemblyman Wes Chesbro issued a statement regarding the recent gaming pact signed between the Wiat tribe and the state of California. Chesbro voted for Assembly Bill 277, which will allow the monoband of the Wiat tribe to build a casino in Madera County. The facility was originally proposed to be built on tribal lands along Humboldt Bay, but due to environmental concerns, the tribe agreed to build in Madera. Chesbro praised the tribe for its patience and its willingness to build in an area where the environmental impacts are much less severe. The casino will also share revenue with Humboldt County. Chesbro said that the casino will allow the tribe to generate much-needed revenue. A bill designed to address the large backlog of business filings tied up in red tape in Sacramento was signed by Governor Jerry Brown. Assembly Bill 113 will drastically cut down on the time it takes to process new business licenses from 60 days to 5, and will deal directly with more than 100,000 licenses currently waiting for approval with the Secretary of State's office. The bill flew through the legislature with bipartisan support and will help both new business owners and those who are buying or selling a business to get the licenses in a much more timely manner. On Saturday, 27-year-old Simone Schmidt of Bridgeville got into a vehicle collision on SR 36 west of the Dinsmore Airport. For unknown reasons, Schmidt allowed her car to travel off the roadway, which then struck a tree and flipped over onto its roof. Schmidt was transported to Redwood Memorial Hospital with moderate injuries. Impairment is not suspected to be a factor in the collision. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai. And we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt Community Services District has recently selected Dave Hull as their executive director. He began his first day on the job on Wednesday. Hull described how he acquired the new position and went on to praise the organization and describe some of their duties.
I'd been consulting in the area, and the position came open. And it's an extremely well-governed organization with a really capable staff. That provides water distribution and wastewater collection and streetlights.
The Community Services District covers a lot of ground. Hull went into detail explaining where the organization provides assistance.
So it includes Myrtletown, which is, of course, is the home of KINS, Cotton, Humboldt Hill, Fields Landing, King Salmon, and we provide water to the freshwater area and College of the Redwoods.
Hull is proud to be serving the citizens of the North Coast. Residents of the city of Fortuna now have another method of payment for their water and sewer bill, the internet. You can now visit friendlyfortuna.com to pay your water and sewer bill. Simply go to the online utility payments link on the homepage. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.